Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What movie does this remind you of?
Kingpin.
Absolutely.
I'm Big Earn.
Kingpin. Yeah, the showdown between Big Earn McCracken and Roy Munson. Hope they don't get Munson out there.
I'd sooner get Munson out here in the middle of nowhere.
In that movie, though, was the best scene. I mean, there's a lot to choose from. Of course, there was the that, which is just, I mean, I almost, when he's thrown up in the toilet. But when Big Earn's just like flexing in his comb over is just, completely flapping all over. Like, that was just the comb over alone. Like, it was just the running joke.
Worse.
Yeah, between Roy and Big Earn and just the comb overs. Like, for whatever reason, it's like, okay, that's random, but hilarious.
Bye, brother Munson. Bye, whore.
One of my favorite underrated scenes in that movie is when Roy Munson and Earn McCracken first, like, get together on the road and they're eating breakfast. And Roy Munson's like slurping up his oatmeal. Yeah. And Big Earn just goes, why don't you finish that outside?
And he goes, hey. And the girl goes, hello, not you. Hey, to the girl next to him. Oh, man. Such a good movie.
Oh, I love it.
We've got Verse coming up in about 20 minutes. So, big day. And, of course, you can catch it right here on 1620 The Zone. Xavier coming to town. It is the pink out game. You've got Creighton hosting Nebraska. The Jays, despite losing a close one on the road to Xavier, they, at least from a basketball power index, are kind of a decisive favorite tomorrow. I don't think anybody really feels like that going in, like, yeah, Creighton is definitely the favorite. They should be, and they will win this game. But if you are Creighton, I said this earlier in the show, they should be coming in with, I think, about as much confidence in a big spot like this as they have all season.
It's a great opportunity.
It's huge. Because, and we were talking about seeding purposes for the NCAA, but also, you know, your regular season goals of trying to win the Big East tournament goals. I mean, this is, I want to dub this as a rehearsal because we are in our final days of January. I've always been a believer in if you're going to be a team that's on the move in the NCAA tournament, you start to show that in February. And so when you kind of look at the games that Creighton has in February, and I know Mac and the team is not looking that far ahead, but we can do that. This game sets the tone on what I think this February could be. Because as I mentioned before,
other than cold,
it's going to bring in the cold. Hopefully the shooting's not cold. But you're going to have a truly special environment tomorrow. I think it's going to be a top five environment tomorrow at the CHI Health Center. It's a sellout. It's been a sellout for a while. You're going to have, again, the emotion that comes with the pink out, how much that cause also means to Coach Mack, but how this team typically responds to a good crowd against good teams. And given the way that these two teams played before, one name I want to bring up to you, John, and it's a guy that I've been sort of on the fence. You know, I sometimes am critical of Keisei Tominaga when it comes to his happenings with Nebraska. A guy that I haven't been equally critical to, but a guy that I feel like if he is stabilizing his game, it means the world for Creighton. And that's Ryan Nembhard.
Yep.
And I think Nembhard is showing you that here recently. I think Nembhard's game has been a little bit more under control. The decision making with the basketball, shot selection and what have you. If he is what we've seen in the last couple trips out, it's going to be huge. Because you know what you're going to get from Kalkbrenner. I feel good about what you get from Shireman and Kaluma. Shireman lately, and I'll say it again, he's been the dude, and he seems like he has fully adjusted to the competition, the difference of competition that he saw in the 7th League a year ago to what he's seen now. If you can get a smart Ryan Nembhard, valuing possessions, making good decisions with the basketball, taking the shots when they're there, that to me is huge in this game tomorrow.
It's not just Creighton, but I think it's especially Creighton. It's kind of a basketball, I don't know, standard, if you will. But especially when Creighton under this coaching staff has a point guard playing at a really high level, moving the ball, getting it to the right spot on the floor, and finding the open shooter, right? Not turning it over. When you have a point guard doing that in Coach McDermott's system,
yep,
that's when this team really fires on all cylinders. And to some degree, that's every basketball team, right? Mm-hmm. You have your floor general who's out there running things. But I just feel that in this, the way they play the game, it's somehow even more important for this team to get good, not necessarily point production, but ball movement out of that point guard spot, finding the open jump shooter or getting the ball effectively into the post, making a good pass so that Kalkbrenner can make his post move.
Yep.
And, you know, if that pass is a little wide and it drags him out of the lane, pushes him away from the basket a little bit, you can't have those sort of things against good teams. You've got right. to put the ball right on the money. And Ryan Nemhard was on it when they played against St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
He was good going to the bucket. He made some jump shots from the outside. And passing the ball, he was really, really yeah. good. So I think you're dead on with the Ryan Nemhard is going to be a big, big factor in the game tomorrow because he has to be. And if he's not...
Now, yeah, and I want to make that clear. If he's not, does that mean, well, Creighton's screwed? No.
I don't think so.
But
I think when they're good, he's really good.
Exactly. I think it goes a long way. I truly feel like he's a factor in this game because when you do kind of look at Creighton and how they go about it, you know, from an offensive standpoint, a defensive standpoint, like, you know exactly sort of the identity of these guys. You know, there was a time during that losing streak that even Arthur Kaluma was pretty inconsistent. You know, you get a real solid performance out of him one day, but then maybe a little tentative. I think, again, whether you want to attribute this to Kalkbrenner now being back or not, whatever the case is, the one guy that was still kind of giving you some interesting moments in the game where you'd get some highs and lows, a lot of roller coaster moments with Ryan Nemhard. When that's a little bit more of an even keel game, again, I'll use the word stabilizing. You've seen that here recently, and I don't think it's any coincidence that you've seen some of the best basketball out of this team. Now, it goes up a major tick tomorrow against a very good Xavier team. And what Xavier did on the road in Stores, it's going to be a different environment than it was in Stores for a lot of different reasons. Bigger crowd, but, you know, is it as overwhelming as what you had in Stores? There's going to be good and bad things that Xavier didn't experience earlier this week that we'll have to experience tomorrow. But this is a very confident Xavier team coming in. A, they've beaten Creighton before on their home floor. It was a slugfest. It was just a good game. But also, you've got a Creighton team that feels even much further along with where they are health-wise and the confidence that they were kind of still trying to find, I think, when they played Xavier, that I think they fully do have now. And I try not to dwell too much on the mental part of it, but I do think that that has something to do with tomorrow's game.
Oh, certainly. It certainly does. And I think, here's the thing, to hit on the Ryan Nemhard point again, I think teams are going to say, like, look, we're not going to let Ryan Kalkbrenner beat us. Because
right.
you kind of have to say that against this team, right? We can't let that guy go off for big numbers. But that means you're going to have to slack off somewhere else on defense. You're going to have to leave someone else
yeah.
alone. Is that Ryan Nemhard who you maybe you don't guard him quite as tight? Not maybe the best shooter on the floor for Creighton consistently? So if he's got looks, he's going to have to knock him down.
Yeah.
And if it's not him, that they're kind of, you know, saying, okay, we'll give you some to take away Kalkbrenner. He's got to be able to find that guy who they're leaving alone to deny Kalkbrenner. And then Kalkbrenner's passing. He's got to be good with the ball too. You know, when he gets doubled up, when they try to trap him in the post or whatever the strategy may be to try and take him away, he's got to be good in finding the open man as well.
Then there's the other game tomorrow. Sorry, I say that. But
It is the other game tomorrow.
It is. I mean, it's happening.
Lots of games.
It's the other game.
It is.
They're going to participate in athletic competition.
There is college basketball being played in the Big Ten involving Nebraska. And we didn't get a chance to go back and forth on this, and I don't want to do so here before we bring on Matt Verzal. And look, Maryland, Nebraska, I don't know what that really does for you in the big picture. You know, does Nebraska have a puncher's chance? Yeah, sure. I mean, Maryland is not an overwhelming giant. I mean, they're not Purdue. You know, like just about every team in the Big Ten, Maryland, they've got their warts as well. What I would say about this one, just given the fact that we kind of know what Nebraska is working with when it comes to the injury situation, everything from here on out is just going to be an adventure. Okay? I mean, it just is. So would it shock you if Nebraska is able to pull off, you know, one or two that they're not supposed to? It shouldn't. And they still got Minnesota that hopefully they can knock down another one.
Yeah, but Minnesota's hoping they get a win.
Exactly.
They're looking at that Nebraska game. Hey, going, well, we might get one there.
We can do this. But Nebraska's sitting there at 2-6. I'm sorry, not 2-6. But 10-11 as far as their overall record is concerned. A team that I think you just kind of know what they're stuck with right now in the Big Ten. We talked about, hey, maybe a big goal would be to avoid Wednesday, avoid the play-in type scenario. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that might just be the reality for this team right now. I mean, they're 3-7 in the conference. You've got a couple of teams that you're, you know, a game behind. I mean, the good news is where Nebraska is right now, it's if they were to go on some type of a, you know, couple game win streak, okay, maybe they find themselves, you know, off the Wednesday line. But anymore, I just think that now it seems like it's kind of a moot point. It now comes down to the evaluation of Fred Hoiberg. And I still feel I don't go all in, but I lean that he's safe. But if you do look at this season, let's say it all got shut down today. Do you look at it as
we've done that before?
I know we have.
Don't start.
Do you look at it as an improvement? You take the entire body of work, and a lot of it is you have to factor in what this team looked like when they were healthy. Is this season, I know it sounds crazy because they're 3-7 in the Big Ten, one game below 500 overall. But is this a season of progress?
That's a tough question to answer, because I think you can look at some of the wins and say, yeah, those are nice wins that they probably wouldn't have gotten in the past. So changing the style of play, kind of switching the philosophy, moving some pieces around on the coaching staff. You could say it's helped you in some of those games. And on the other hand, it's a results business. And the results are pretty similar overall to what we've seen in the past.
Yep.
The product in the past, maybe it was a little more exciting than being a defense-first kind of team.
What concerns me the most about, like, tomorrow in this stretch, given this...
It could get real bad.
It could, and that's
it could get real bad.
And that's why I'd say to this point, I have seen progress. Gary and I have talked about this a lot. The one thing is, as bad as it looks sometimes at night, they have not gone on that extended losing streak.
That could be coming.
And that's where I would say it remains to be seen, because in a way, you could understand it. Okay, you're on the road back-to-back games, Maryland, Illinois. You're going to be heavy dogs in those games. You're home against Penn State. Penn State looked the part at home against Nebraska, but then you're back on the road against Michigan. You're essentially dealing with a MASH unit. Look, loved what Sam Hoiberg brought the other night. 17 minutes, though, of Sam Hoiberg is not ideal.
Point to a game left on the schedule where Nebraska could even potentially be favored.
Minnesota, because it's a home game. I don't see like Minnesota going on a heater either. At one point, and I'd have to look, let's see. The Nebraska-Wisconsin game, I think Ken Palm had Nebraska slightly favored. I look at matchup predictor right now on ESPN for the Wisconsin game. They have Wisconsin slightly favored. So, yeah, really Minnesota probably. But it's the one thing Nebraska's avoided. And if they continue to do that, where they sprinkle in a win here and there and they sort of stave off any type of extended losing streak, yeah, I mean, sadly enough, I would say that's progress. I would say that's an improvement. But now, given this lineup, I do get even more concerned than I was a couple weeks ago.
I'll tell you what I think is I don't want to be Trev Alberts trying to make this evaluation right now.
You can go back and forth on it so much.
Because
you can counter all of your pros and cons. You can counter just about everything.
I thought it was very shrewd what he did with Scott Frost at the end of year four in deciding to bring him back. I think that was putting himself in a no-lose situation. Yeah, he was going to have people a little bit upset with him in the short term for keeping a guy that a certain portion of the fan base didn't want around anymore.
Yeah.
So he was going to deal with that. But on the back end of it, the two outcomes were Scott Frost continues to fail, and then he gets to let him go, and the people who were mad at him before, okay, they're on board. They got rid of him. And it also removes any doubt about whether or not he should have been kept, right?
Yeah.
Or Scott Frost goes on and starts having success, and then he looks like a genius,
mm-hmm.
right? So he put himself in a situation where he's not going to lose. He's not going to come out looking bad, no matter what happens. He's either proven right, or he's proven right by firing.
Right.
There's not that situation out there.
Well, because you already kind of did it with Fred last year with reworking his deal.
There's no situation now where Trev Alberts can put himself in a win-win. Like, if you keep Fred Hoiberg, like, you can hope that he goes on and starts turning things around and they start winning. That's just a hope. And that's your best case scenario is you hope he starts turning things around next year. If you let him go now, you're paying out a huge amount of money again for another coach to not coach at your school.
And that's where I tend to think Fred could be safe.
I don't know that there is a way to measure whether this season has been progress or not and have it be accurate because of the injuries.
I think you can counter everything.
In a weird way, the injuries are the best savior for Fred Hoiberg's job at Nebraska right now because you can't get an accurate picture.
Right.
You don't get a full data set to judge and say, okay, they made improvements, they're the same, or they regressed.
Yeah.
You don't get an accurate picture now. So strangely enough, I think the injuries are going to save his job.
We'll see. This is an interesting stretch of games. There's no doubt. All right, going to get back to some of the Husker football conversation and a little bit of some thoughts on the conference championship games between Chiefs and Bengals and those Eagles and Niners. Could be a fun Sunday. I think it will be a fun Sunday. Matt Verzel, former Husker, joins us on the other side of the break. Also be listening for your cue to call to win $100 of Gary's booty. We're back right after this here. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.